The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Wednesday, 29th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, 22nd of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and 13th of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar, you listen to today's special. And of course, we open Allah's book at the first step of this program and listen to verse 75 of chapter An-Nisa, then we learn about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا
And what is the matter with you, that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
In the previous verse, the believers have been invited to a holy struggle. The verse has emphasized on the faith of Allah and the day of resurrection. With the reasoning of gain and loss, but this verse invites them towards holy struggle basing on stimulating the humanities. It inquires, why do you not struggle in the way of Allah and for the oppressed and defend less men and women and children who are captured in the grips of tyrants? Do your humanities let you to be silent and watch these pathetic scenes?
سلام الله يا قدس سلام الله يا قدس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس
Our topic is about standing against oppression. And as you know, Islam is often considered to be a religion of peace, goodwill, understanding, and good faith. However, true followers of Islam will regard fighting back for the sake of honor, justice, and the religion they regard as sacred. The Prophet's life serves as an example of heroic virtue paired with selfless compassion and love, which is his ideal. Muslims can be mindful of the oppression that can be observed around them and whenever possible, fight back against such malicious acts. One act used words and intellect or push for justice through the legal system if it is feasible. All these practices may be considered as fighting against oppression.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance. And what do we mean by Islamic resistance? The fourth element and constituent of the logic of resistance founded by our magnanimous Imam is related to the Quranic part of the Divine Promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, has promised in numerous ayahs or verses of the Holy Quran that the advocates of the truth will be ultimate victors. There are numerous ayahs and verses which confirms this. They might have to make some sacrifice, but they will not suffer defeat at the end. They will be victorious on the scene. They will make some sacrifice, but they will not be frustrated. Our dear listeners and audience who are interested in the discussion, and those who are interested in the Quran should refer to and deliberate on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 52, verse 42, "Or do they intend a plot? But those who defy Allah are themselves involved in a plot." They think that they are preparing the ground for plotting against the front of the truth and resistance, but they do not know that there is a plot being hatched against them on the basis of divine nature and tradition.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Let's go for rewards of helping and supporting the oppressed. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that he said, "One who hears the call for help of his believing brother in trouble and has the capability to help him, and he removes his sorrow and fulfills his needs due to this, there would be 72 blessings for him from the Almighty Allah. One of it would reach him earlier and help him in his life, and 71 blessings would be stored for him in terrible circumstances and conditions of Qiyamah. As for dua for the Master of Time is among the types of help of His Eminence by the tongue." The explanation of this is that helping means taking steps regarding something which would in reality or in the view of the help one remove harm from him or convey some benefit to him by someone who is helping him. And this topic is proved in the case of dua for our Master, the Master of the Time, because many traditions in all reliable books confirm this matter.
They've been calling, they've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, "Oh, we know one of my helping, thought you would share."
From the speech of the leader Ayatollah Khamenei, we choose this part: Muslims have the upper hand in the issue of Palestine. The issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. He said, "The issue of Palestine is the primary issue of the world of Islam. Fortunately, on the issue of Palestine, Muslims have gradually gained the upper hand. You should take a look at the events of the 50-day war in Gaza and see how a limited number of Palestinians who did not have powerful weapons, enough resources, and means of communication managed to defeat the Zionist regime, which is the symbol of Western power in the region. This shows that we are strong on the inside. We have many capabilities. We can challenge every enemy and we can defend ourselves. We should not underestimate our power, the power of Islam, the power of Holy Quran, the power of faith, and the power of Islamic Ummah is a great power. This power should not be underestimated because it can resist oppression. We do not intend to dominate the world. Rather, we intend to condemn and resist oppression of arrogant governments that bully Muslim nations. We intend to resist oppression, and we can."
We stand with the resistance. The international, the Zionist regime is violating international law. But they have a blank check. The people of Gaza were told that they have 24 hours to evacuate. To go where? Where are they going to go? It's the largest air-free, it's the largest air-free prison in the world. They were told that they have to go south. The people in North Gaza have to move south. They have to evacuate. And would you imagine, as they are evacuating, they don't know where to go. They are being bombed by Israel. Using what? Using white phosphorus. Go look up the effects that white phosphorus has on people. Genocide. Believe me, if we were just to change the words and say that Russia is doing this against Ukraine, all of these munafiqeen, they would come out and say that this is genocide. They would all come out. But these people, they don't fear God. They fear Israel more than they fear God. If they had fear of God, if they had conscience, they wouldn't have this double standard. They would be able to see the humanity of the Palestinians.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here are some words worth pondering upon from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Peace be upon him. Faith stands on four supports. They are dependence upon God, entrustment with God, submission to the decision of God, and satisfaction with the acts of God. Disbelief stands on four supports. They are the desire for the worldly pleasures, fear from missing any worldly pleasure, anger, and passion. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and very informative hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in the what we call the Ayyam Fatimiyah. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, they mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. The reason for this is that these days, they fall in between two very significant days. And regarding those days, it has been transmitted that that noble lady, she passed away and achieved the station of martyrdom on one of those days. Because of this, here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on these very sad and solemn days. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam alludes to the virtues and the greatness of that noble lady. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a certain person came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and told him that a daughter was born to him and that he had named her Fatima. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam expressed his congratulations and happiness at this, and then he said the following: now that you have named your daughter Fatima, it is not fitting for you to curse her or to speak ill of her or to hit her. Now, this is a very beautiful hadith. By way of passing, we can say that this hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Al-Kafi, volume 6, page 48, for those who want to reference it. Now, this hadith is very instructive in a lot of ways. First of all, it tells us and it shows us that it is recommended and very virtuous for us to name our children after these holy persons, such as the prophets, the imams, and the noble ladies who are related to them. Unfortunately, this is something that has This is a custom that is no longer followed today. You know, a lot of people, choose names for their children, which even if they're, completely Latin, a lot of them, they choose names for them that are, meaningless or, not completely Islamic. And this has a great effect on the child, the upbringing of the child, his nature, his disposition and whatnot. And also this hadith shows us that the virtue of the Lady Fatima, in that she's so respected that even her name is something that should be respected and honored, and we shouldn't hurt a person who shares the name with one of those holy people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzada, and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Qur'an-i Kareem. So brothers and sisters, hope you have your Qur'an with you. Please turn to page 140 of the Qur'an, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 98. Everyone, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get started by listening to the recitation of this ayah once.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Of course, we should say what Allah Almighty says in this beautiful ayah that the reciter just recited, and then we'll ask you actually to refer to the tafsir books in case you want to learn more and the details about this ayah, the tafsir, okay? We have a short explanation here. Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ واحده. It is He, Allah Almighty, who created you, O human being, from a single soul. فَمُسْتَقَرٌ وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ. Then there is the enduring abode. And وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ. And the place of temporary lodging. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ. We have certainly elaborated, explained the signs لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ, for a people who understand. So, this beautiful ayah tells us a beautiful thing, a beautiful message. And that is, we all are created from the same source of creation, or by the same source of creation, okay? By Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty has created us from Adam and Eve. And Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam, yes?
Yes.
So the ruh that Allah Almighty blew into Adam alayhi salam is ruhullah, okay? The ruh of Allah Almighty, soul himself, okay? So his soul. And now we all have the soul from Allah Almighty. Guys, Allah Almighty says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. Allah Almighty has created us from one soul. So there is no reason for us to be racist. Okay? Hey, you are black. I'm white. Hey, you are American. I'm Iranian. I'm Persian. I'm Afghan. I'm Pakistani. I'm Indian. Hey, you are African. This kind of... You only live in different places. You're the same. Hey, you're a lady. You're a woman, okay? I'm better than you. I'm a man. Come on. You all are from the same soul. You all are created by Allah Almighty. You don't have any priorities, okay? You don't have any, better qualities. When you have better qualities, when you have good attributes, of course you will be better than that person. But what kind of qualities? If you are more handsome, does it mean like you are better than that person?
No.
For example, Hussein is so handsome. Is he better than me? I'm not that handsome. But in fact, maybe I'm more handsome than him. I don't know. For example, he's more handsome than Fawad. Fawad is more handsome than him and this, okay? So does it mean that you're better? No. Okay? For example, a lady is more pretty, more beautiful, okay, than the other one. Does it mean she's better than that person? No way. Fawad has more money than me. Does it mean he's better than me? No. If you have better knowledge in terms of spiritualities, okay? Better knowledge. Better understanding. Better, services for the community. Of course, you are a better person.
It makes you better spiritually.
Spiritually. And also, you're worth more in the community. So Allah Almighty gives us a beautiful criteria. Allah Almighty says, what? Inna akramakum. We have created every one of you from one soul, and from Adam and Eve, okay? From Prophet Adam alayhi salam, from Teen, we have created you. Allah Almighty created Prophet Adam alayhi salam min Teen. خَلَقَهُ مِنْ طِينَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ, okay, from soil. Okay? And then blow his soul into him. Now, we are created from one Adam and Eve, from one man and woman. And related from soil, okay? Then Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The one who is prior or better before the eyes of Allah Almighty is the one who is أَتْقَاكُمْ, who has more taqwa, who is more pious, who is more virtuous, who is more caring about the rules of Allah Almighty, who is more knowledgeable, who is more wise. Wealth is nothing like money you have. Doesn't make you a better person, okay? It might help you to gain the good qualities, but it itself is not something that shows you or proves like you are a better person. All right?
Yes.
So this ayah says we have created from one soul, and we said from another ayah we used the criteria of being a better person. And at the end of the ayah, Allah says, قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ. We have explained, we have certainly elaborated the signs for the people who understand. Understand, okay? So we should be understanding these things. We should think about these things to, inshallah, not to be proud of our wealth, proud of our muscles. Okay, I'm so muscular. Okay, I'm powerful. Not these things. That's it. Short explanation. Hope that was not that long. And I hope you refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for the details.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, anything?
No,
sir. No questions? So, I tried my best, inshallah, to help you with the explanation of this ayah, an introduction, but refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more. Let's move on to the Tajweed rules. We recite a salawat all together, and then we start the Tajweed rules.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
The first tajweed rule is the pronunciation of letters. Some of the letters here really matter because they might not be in English or in Persian. They might be pronounced differently in Arabic. So some of the letters are here which are not in English and they exist in Persian, but they are pronounced differently in Arabic, in Quran. Let's see what letters. Hussein, could you help us with those letters, please?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ha.
Ha.
Zal.
Wow also is important, yes. Yeah? Wow. We have V in English. We have we in English. W and V. Okay? The sounds are W, V. So which one is wow in Arabic?
W.
W sound. W. W. Wallahu wa huwa, waliyun, this way, wa, like what, when, where. We don't have very, okay, vote, for example. So we have wa, the sound of wow is wa, W sound. Huwa, ha, as Hussein said, ha is important. Why is it important? It might be. Huh?
Yes.
Replaced by with
ha.
With ha.
Yeah.
Mm. So ha and ha, two different letters we have. They yes. both are throat letters, but ha is softer, you as if you breathe out, and ha is more throaty sound, has more throaty sound. Ha. So make sure you pronounce them correctly.
Then there is Hamza that might be
before Hamza we have th.
Yeah, I told this.
Dhal, yes. Dhal, pronounce it with the tip of your tongue. Th. Th.
Yes.
Th. Good job. And sha'akum Hamza. Hamza, yeah. Yes?
Hamza.
Make sure Hamza is important because sometimes you might pronounce it wrongly, the same as ayn. So ayn and Hamza are also important. Next letter, mashallah. نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قا مستقر قاف yes. قاف is important heavy letter قا not قا قد فصلنا صاد yeah these are the letters which are important. Thank you Hussein. Ali Nasir, let's see what other rules we have. وهو الذي أنشأكم الذي. Can I, is it a must I should prolong this sound?
No.
There is a mud on the top. Yeah, for? No? Why?
Because the Hamza.
Hamza and?
The mud.
Mud.
They are in separate words.
Better to say a mud letter, alif.
Yes. The mud letter and Hamza.
And the cause of the mud, which is Hamza, they are in separate words. So it's optional. It's jaiz munfasil.
Yes.
Munfasil means separated. So the mad letter, and the Hamza are in different words. They are separated. But if they are in the same word, one word, the mad becomes
wajib
muttasil, obligatory. Thank you. So I can ignore the mad. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَ. But when you skip the mad, pronounce the mad letter, okay? وَهُوَ الَّذِي. You don't read it. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُمْ. الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُمْ. No. Don't shorten this.
Yes.
Pronounce the mad letter. But you just don't extend it. If you want to extend it, extend it. For 4, 5, 6 count. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ. So, أَنشَأَكُمْ. أَنشَأَكُمْ. نُون ساكين plus شين.
إخفار.
You hide the sound as if you... let the listener understand that shin comes after it. أَنشَأَكُمْ. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنشَأَكُمْ. كُمْ ends with mim sakin plus min. Again, mim sakin. أَنشَأَكُمْ.
Mim
mushadda. Mim mushadda. Extend the sound of mim. Nasal sound. And also, min, noon sakin plus noon. Merge them again. Extend the sound for 2 counts. Nasal sound. أَنشَأَكُمْ مِن نَفْسٍ. نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَة. Again, you merge them. How do you read it?
نَفْسٍ
وَاحِدَة. وَاحِدَةٍ. You hide it. This hide the sound of تنوين. حسن. فمستقر. Sorry. وَاحِدَةٍ. تِن. ف. How do you read it? Hide the sound.
فمستقر.
No, the previous one. واحدتين. Join it with فمستقر.
واحدتين
فمستقر. أحسن. واحدتين. تين. Hide the sound. فمستقر. Merge it with واو حسن. فمستقر.
فمستقر.
رو. أحسن. Merge it. 2 counts. Also extend the sound. For 2 counts. And then nasal sound.
فمستقر
ومستودع. So, there is a stopping sign. Qila, what does that say?
It says that it's better to stop here.
Better to stop. But
you still can continue.
Still can continue. Better to stop. Okay. Qad. Qad. Qalqala. Echo the sound of dal. Qad fassalna al-ayati liqawmin yafqahoon. Am I right?
Yes. Liqawmin
yafqahoon. Liqawmin yafqahoon. Merge the sound. All right, we mentioned the tajweed rules. Now we will recite. Brothers and sisters, listen please and repeat after our brothers here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع.
وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَفْقَهُونَ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
أحسنتم. الله bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us with IRB English Radio. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we will be here again with you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran. And we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, after we counted and discussed the different effects for supplications, different advantages for supplications, we said that we must be aware of some points. The fact is that there are some hindrances on the way to supplication that Imam Ali alayhi salam specifically mentions them in the Kumail supplication. Imam says that there are some obstacles on the way of supplication that if are not removed by the supplicant, there will be definitely no response to the supplication. So concerning this issue, I mean the issue of hindrances and obstacles on the way of response to the supplications, there is a tradition narrated from Ma'adh ibn Jabal from the Prophet ﷺ that refers to these most important obstacles on the way of supplication. In that tradition, the Holy Prophet ﷺ refers to the innate aspects of the affairs, I mean those aspects that are unknown even by the angels. In this tradition, the obstacles are enumerated. Prophet ﷺ says, backbiting one's brothers in religion is one important hindrance. And the Prophet ﷺ starts to count many other obstacles. An action through which God's servant wishes to gain some worldly benefits. Pride. Jealousy towards those who engage in knowledge and practice. Lack of mercy towards the others. Action through which a God's servant wishes publicity, an action which is not carried out for the sake of God, belittling the others by being a macromaniac, referring to the others' filth by pretending to be clean, not providing for the hereafter in this world, finding faults with the others, whispering in the presence of the others, being malevolent towards the others. These are all the collections of the obstacles that we need to be aware of. This inventory is a collection of obstacles before the acceptance of our actions. It is clear that these things can be considered as impediments in the way of supplications. This is because supplication is itself a kind of worship, and what actually supplication does is that it takes us closer to God, and it is responded if it is accepted. But if it fails to function properly, it naturally will not be accepted.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful will, God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, the school of supplication has many different features in which sublime intentions are set by the sacred legislator to educate people. From now on, we will list some of them and try to discuss some aspects of these features educating people to be completely functional in their societies and actually help all the people to be from among the perfect men. The first objective, which is one of the most significant features in the sphere of education, is the fact that in all supplications, we may not find a case where the causation is referred to non-God or non-divine names. I mean, in other words, in all these supplications, the absolute cause is God. Nothing, no one other than the Almighty Allah, can ever take place without His consent. Among the divine knowledge and sciences, the closest science to this school is Gnosticism, which ascribes to God the cause of creating all the creatures, and that every creature in the world stems from one of God's positions and features. So, one of the features of the infallible Imams, of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, is to guide their followers towards the Supreme God. Regarding this issue, we will refer to some supplications, and this will lead us to appreciate the magnificent content of the sacred texts of the Ahlul Bayt. Of course, in each supplication, Only those parts we will refer that are crucial to our argumentation. So from now on, we will have a look at the significant, most significant features that actually cause education of human beings, that actually educate perfect men in the school of supplications. In the next episode, inshallah, we'll start discussing them. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography.